Whispered art history.
It all started the 17th of January, 1 million years ago. A man took a dry sponge and dropped it into a bucket full of water. Who that man was is not important. He's dead, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. As I was saying, at about 10 o'clock, 17th of January, 1 million years ago, a man sat alone by the side of a running stream. He thought to himself, where do streams run to and why? Meaning, why do they run? Or why do they run where they run? That sort of thing. Personally, once I observed a baker at work, then a blacksmith and a shoemaker at work, and I noticed that the use of water was essential to their work. But perhaps what I have noticed is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th, then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, the 31st of January. Thus time goes by.
In the depths of winter, 100,000 years ago, on the 17th of February, for more exactitude, a man bent to the ground and took a handful of snow. Who that man was is not important. He's dead, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. Bending to the ground then, on the 17th of February, 100,000 years ago, a man took a handful of snow. He held it to his ear. He squeezed the snow hard. He heard. Try it sometime. Take a bottle of vinegar in your right hand. In your left hand, take a piece of chalk. Let a few drops of vinegar fall on the piece of chalk and see what happens. But perhaps what you see is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th, then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, and every 4 years the 29th of February. Thus time goes by.
Is 17th of March, 10,000 years ago, a man bought himself a bottle of beer. Who that man was is not important. He's dead, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. A man then, on his 17th of March, 10,000 years ago, bought himself a bottle of beer. He opened it. He drank the contents. Now, he thought, the bottle is empty. Or is it? That is, he asked himself, is there really nothing in the bottle? My wife also, when she walks in the fog, often wonders what is fog. And when she looks at the clouds, she wonders what are clouds, or so she tells me. But perhaps what my wife tells me is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th, then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, the 31st of March. Thus time goes by.
1,000 years ago, on his 17th of April, a man went to the butcher and bought a fresh bone. Who that man was is not important. He is dead, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. So this man bought a fresh bone on the 17th of April, 1,000 years ago. He boiled it. For an hour or so, he boiled the bone. When he took it out, its aspect, he thought, was not the same. You yourself can verify it. Spread glue on your floor. Next to it, spread tar. Next to it, spread fruit jelly. Next to it, spread biscuit paste. Now, look at what you've done. But perhaps what you have done is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th, then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th of April. Thus time goes by.
In the month of May, 500 years ago, on the 17th of May to be precise, a man walked to a park. Who that man was is not important. He's dead, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. A man then walked to a park, the 17th of May 500 years ago. He pulled the coin out of his pocket. He pushed it into the ground. Then he took the coin out. He looked at the print left in the earth. He thought a long time, then decided he could buy nothing with it. My daughter, likewise, tried to cut a match with a pair of scissors. First she put the match between the tips of the two blades. Then she put the match at the top of the angle formed by the two blades. Although her age is not yet 3, she. But perhaps what my daughter's age is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th, then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, the 31st of May. Thus time goes by.
It was the 17th of June, 400 years ago. A man took a rubber ball and threw it into the waves. Who that man was is not important. He's dead, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. So that man, on the 17th of June, 400 years ago, took a rubber ball and threw it into the waves. The ball floated upon the waves. He fished it out. With a knife, he made a few holes into the rubber ball. He threw it back into the waves. The ball sank. You also, when at the grocer's, observe the scales. It indicates the price as well as the weight of the thing you bought. How? What did you buy? How much did it weigh? What did it cost? But perhaps what it cost is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th, then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th of June. Thus time goes by.
On the 17th of July, 300 years ago, a man decided to take his temperature every morning until the end of the month. Who that man was is not important. He is dead, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. It was 300 years ago, on the 17th of July. A man decided to take his temperature every morning until the end of the month. He noted it down on a chart. At the end of the month, he thought, I'll plot my temperature line on the chart, and I'll find out something about my health. Here is for your own reflection. Measure the surface of your body. Is it superior or inferior to 1.5 square meters? What atmospheric pressure does it withstand? Your body, that is. But perhaps what atmospheric pressure your body withstands is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th. Then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, the 31st of July. Thus time goes by.
200 years ago, on the 17th of August, a man dived into the sea to a depth of 10 to 15 feet. Who that man was is not important. He is dead, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. So on a summer day, the 17th of August 200 years ago, a man dived into the sea to a depth of 10 to 15 feet. He tried to breathe. He found it difficult and tried to guess why. If you prefer the movies, go see a film. Take an orchestra seat. When the film is over, go up to the balcony. See the film a second time. Where did you find the temperature warmer? Downstairs or upstairs? Though perhaps what you find is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th, then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, the 31st of August. Thus time goes by.
100 years ago, the 17th of September, a man grabbed a hammer and went down to the basement of his house. Who that man was is not important. He is dead, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. A man grabbed a hammer and went down to the basement of his house. Is 17th of September, 100 years ago. He got a piece of anthracite, then a piece of charcoal. He put them side by side. With the hammer, he hit the anthracite, then he hit the charcoal. Then he compared the results. As for you, if you wish, light a candle. Put some flour in the palm of your hand. Blow the flour into the flame of the candle. Do you hear anything? But perhaps what you hear is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th. then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th of September. Thus time goes by.
10 years ago, precisely on the 17th of October, a man caught a frog. Who that man was is not important. He will die soon, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. The 17th of October, I said, 10 years ago, a man caught a frog. He held it in his hand. He looked at it closely and wondered, can the frog hear noises? He looked for the frog's ears on its head. A friend of mine, whose eyesight is perfect, likes to read the morning newspaper by holding in front of it a short-sighted man's eyeglasses. And in the evening, he reads the newspaper by holding in front of it a long-sighted man's eyeglasses. He says he finds it fun. But perhaps what my friend finds fun is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th, then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, the 31st of October. Thus time goes by.
5 years ago, the 17th of November, a man stood at the bottom of a staircase. Who that man was is not important. He will die soon, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. That 17th of November, 5 years ago, a man stood at the bottom of a staircase. He counted his heartbeats for 1 minute. Then he ran up the steps of the staircase. When he got to the top, again he counted his heartbeats. You two, in the fall, can measure up the height of a small tree. Wait until the following spring. Measure the tree once more. Has it grown during the winter? Do you know why? But perhaps what you know is not important.
Anyway, the 17th goes into the 18th, then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th of November. Thus time goes by.
The 17th of December, 1 year ago, a man took a dry sponge and dropped it into a bucket full of water. Who that man was is not important. He will die soon, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. As I was saying, 17th of December, 1 year ago, a man took a dry sponge and dropped it into a bucket full of water. He waited 5 seconds. Then he took the sponge out. He pressed it. He saw. Never mind what he saw. I'm not trying to conclude. Not trying to conclude alone is important.
For please keep in mind that the 17th of December is followed by the 18th, then the 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th of December, that on the 25th of December, Jesus was born. Or so the Christians say. The Jews deny it. The Muslims are of two minds about it. The Buddhists don't care, nor do the communists and the atheist. As for the artists, well, what the artists believe is another story.
You've been listening to A Whispered Art History, an art lecture by Robert Filliou, a French Fluxus artist and intermedial artist who writes and does intermedial artwork in France and elsewhere. This tape was recorded and produced by Ondina Fiore for the New Wilderness Foundation in New York.